This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Look how I'm living now.
America wanna see us live, not work.
Yeah, this is America. Runs in my area.
When we say the names, right? So we speak their names, we say her name, say their names, we do that all the time. That you kind of invoke that spirit, and then those spirits actually become present with you. As we come out, we pray, we pour libation, we build with the community.
We have looked to the Northwest and called you in. We reject the Trinity and pray devoutly to you, Great Pain. Give us your knowledge of all secret things.
Always, you know, and my tradition, you offer things that your loved one who passed away would want, like honey or tobacco, things like that. And it's so important, not just for us to be in direct relationship to our people who've passed, but also for them to know we've remembered them.
Ifa divination system, which makes use of an extensive corpus of texts and mathematical formulae. The word Ifa refers to the mystical figure Ifa or Orunmila.
Hashtags are, for us, are way more than a hashtag. It is literally almost resurrecting a spirit so they can work through us to get the work that we need to get done. I started to feel personally connected and responsible and accountable to them.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself, we are trained Marxists.
A very powerful person who's completely possessed by what's essentially the communist ideology.
The Ifa divination system is used whenever an important collective decision has to be made.
The philosophy presumes that group identity is paramount. That's the fundamental philosophy that drove the Soviet Union and Maoist China. And it's the fundamental philosophy of the left-wing activists. It's identity politics.
Black Lives Matter has 16 chapters in the United States and in Canada, which each chapter represents a name of a god or goddess in the Ifu religion called Odu Ifu, which has 16 points, 16 chapters of demonic possession.
And it took almost a year for me to realize that this movement is much more than a racial and social justice movement. At its core, it's a spiritual movement because we're literally standing on spilled blood.
Drop your cult-like affiliation, right? Step out of the shadows, the demonic shadows, your ideological possession, and step forward as a fully developed person into the light.
That you kind of invoke that spirit, and then those spirits actually become present with, because we're literally standing on spilled blood.